This recording accompanies the language ab initio examination. Paper 2. Listening Comprehension for English, November 2023.
Cet enregistrement accompagne l'examen de langue ab initio, épreuve 2, compréhension orale d'anglais, novembre 2023.
Esta grabación acompaña el examen de lengua ab initio, prueba 2, comprensión auditiva de inglés, noviembre 2023.
The start and end of each audio text will be indicated by this sound.
Le début et la fin de chaque texte audio seront indiqués par ce son.
El inicio y el final de cada texto de audio se indicarán con este sonido.
The end of the examination will be indicated by this sound.
La fin de l'examen sera indiquée par ce son.
El final del examen se indicará con este sonido.
Text A. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a student, Kate, speak to a recruiter about a summer job. Kate and the recruiter are talking on the phone.
Hello. I'm interested in the job you advertised for a delivery person. What kind of person are you looking for?
Well, you'll meet lots of customers, so the most important thing is that you are a people person.
I get on well with everybody.
You also need lots of energy, because there are lots of parcels to move and deliver every day.
No problem. I run 3 times a week.
Sometimes you need to handle money. Being able to do arithmetic in your head is essential.
I'm good at math.
It's also important to cooperate with all the other workers to sort parcels for delivery.
I'm sure I can do that too.
Finally, it helps if you know the area well. If you need to use a map, you will be very slow.
That should be okay, because my school is quite close to there.
Okay. We'll get back to you tomorrow.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Hello. I'm interested in the job you advertised for a delivery person. What kind of person are you looking for?
Well, you'll meet lots of customers, so the most important thing is that you are a people person.
I get on well with everybody.
You also need lots of energy, because there are lots of parcels to move and deliver every day.
No problem. I run 3 times a week.
Sometimes you need to handle money. Being able to do arithmetic in your head is essential.
I'm good at math.
It's also important to cooperate with all the other workers to sort parcels for delivery.
I'm sure I can do that too.
Finally, it helps if you know the area well. If you need to use a map, you will be very slow.
That should be okay, because my school is quite close to there.
Okay. We'll get back to you tomorrow.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
Hello. I'm interested in the job you advertised for a delivery person. What kind of person are you looking for?
Well, you'll meet lots of customers, so the most important thing is that you are a people person.
I get on well with everybody.
You also need lots of energy, because there are lots of parcels to move and deliver every day.
No problem. I run 3 times a week.
Sometimes you need to handle money. Being able to do arithmetic in your head is essential.
I'm good at math.
It's also important to cooperate with all the other workers to sort parcels for delivery.
I'm sure I can do that too.
Finally, it helps if you know the area well. If you need to use a map, you will be very slow.
That should be okay, because my school is quite close to there.
Okay. We'll get back to you tomorrow.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text B. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a water sports teacher give instructions to a group of students at a summer camp.
Welcome to water sports. I'm going to tell you how our system works. Our list of activities is on the notice board. To register for these, you will need to download our app. When you go to your activity, you might want to use the lockers and borrow equipment. Remember, you will need your ID card for this. So that we can check everything is okay, please complete the feedback form online and tell us your ideas for next year. Now, have a look through the list of this week's activities. This week, we just have sailing and windsurfing because kayaking doesn't start until next week. Sailing and windsurfing happen here on the lake. We can use the lake on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but we can only windsurf on Wednesdays. There are two levels of class for windsurfing, and you need to complete the first level before you do the second. Sailing takes less strength than windsurfing, so the classes are longer and there is often time to have lunch on an island. Like sailing, kayaking is very popular. However, we don't do it on the lake, so you need to take the minibus to the river with your instructor. Our coaches are very experienced. Sailors may like to know one of your instructors competed in the London Olympics.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Welcome to water sports. I'm going to tell you how our system works. Our list of activities is on the notice board. To register for these, you will need to download our app. When you go to your activity, you might want to use the lockers and borrow equipment. Remember, you will need your ID card for this. So that we can check everything is okay, please complete the feedback form online and tell us your ideas for next year. Now, have a look through the list of this week's activities. This week, we just have sailing and windsurfing because kayaking doesn't start until next week. Sailing and windsurfing happen here on the lake. We can use the lake on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but we can only windsurf on Wednesdays. There are two levels of class for windsurfing, and you need to complete the first level before you do the second. Sailing takes less strength than windsurfing, so the classes are longer, and there is often time to have lunch on an island. Like sailing, kayaking is very popular. However, we don't do it on the lake, so you need to take the minibus to the river with your instructor. Our coaches are very experienced. Sailors may like to know one of your instructors competed in the London Olympics.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
Welcome to Water Sports. I'm going to tell you how our system works. Our list of activities is on the notice board. To register for these, you will need to download our app. When you go to your activity, you might want to use the lockers and borrow equipment. Remember, you will need your ID card for this. So that we can check everything is okay, please complete the feedback form online and tell us your ideas for next year. Now, have a look through the list of this week's activities. This week, we just have sailing and windsurfing because kayaking doesn't start until next week. Sailing and windsurfing happen here on the lake. We can use the lake on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but we can only windsurf on Wednesdays. There are two levels of class for windsurfing, and you need to complete the first level before you do the second. Sailing takes less strength than windsurfing, so the classes are longer, and there is often time to have lunch on an island. Like sailing, kayaking is very popular. However, we don't do it on the lake, so you need to take the minibus to the river with your instructor. Our coaches are very experienced. Sailors may like to know one of your instructors competed in the London Olympics.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text C. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a radio presenter interview an environmental researcher, Asha. The interview is about dying trees.
So, Asha, tell us about the trees.
Well, they're called giant sequoias. They grow in California, and they can live for up to 3,300 years. And they are huge. Some can reach 90 meters into the sky.
Wow!
But they are dying, in a strange way.
What's strange about it?
They are dying from the top down.
Why?
Well, this is also strange. We thought giant sequoias could not be eaten by insects, particularly beetles, because of their chemical makeup. But we were wrong. This may be happening because they are weakened by drought and wildfire.
But eventually, old trees must die, right?
Yes, but giant sequoias today are dying at a faster rate, and they are becoming shorter.
That sounds bad. Let's hear more after the break. Welcome back to our discussion about dying trees. So, Asha, is the problem only with giant sequoias?
No, they are just one example from California. We reviewed 160 previous scientific studies and data, including some satellite photographs of different places.
What did you find out?
Our ongoing research tells us that between 1900 and 2015, the world lost one-third of its old forests. Also, we know death rates have doubled in the last four decades.
Are there other examples?
Although few are familiar with the issues in Mongolia, we all know about the bushfires in Australia in 2019, and most of us are aware of the problems in the Amazon.
What is happening in the Amazon?
Dry seasons now last longer and come more often, and rainfall has dropped by as much as a quarter. This is changing the forest. Trees that can grow fast are becoming more common.
Thank you, Asha.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
So, Asha, tell us about the trees.
Well, they're called giant sequoias. They grow in California, and they can live for up to 3,300 years. And they are huge. Some can reach 90 meters into the sky.
Wow!
But they are dying, in a strange way.
What's strange about it?
They are dying from the top down.
Why?
Well, this is also strange. We thought giant sequoias could not be eaten by insects, particularly beetles, because of their chemical makeup. But we were wrong. This may be happening because they are weakened by drought and wildfire.
But eventually, old trees must die, right?
Yes, but giant sequoias today are dying at a faster rate, and they are becoming shorter.
That sounds bad. Let's hear more after the break. Welcome back to our discussion about dying trees. So, Asha, is the problem only with giant sequoias?
No, they are just one example from California. We reviewed 160 previous scientific studies and data, including some satellite photographs of different places.
What did you find out?
Our ongoing research tells us that between 1900 and 2015, the world lost one-third of its old forests. Also, we know death rates have doubled in the last 4 decades.
Are there other examples?
Although few are familiar with the issues in Mongolia, we all know about the bushfires in Australia in 2019, and most of us are aware of the problems in the Amazon.
What is happening in the Amazon?
Dry seasons now last longer and come more often, and rainfall has dropped by as much as a quarter. This is changing the forest. Trees that can grow fast are becoming more common.
Thank you, Asha.
You You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
So, Asha, tell us about the trees.
Well, they're called giant sequoias. They grow in California, and they can live for up to 3,300 years. And they are huge. Some can reach 90 meters into the sky.
Wow!
But they are dying, in a strange way.
What's strange about it?
They're dying from the top down.
Why?
Well, this is also strange. We thought giant sequoias could not be eaten by insects, particularly beetles, because of their chemical makeup. But we were wrong. This may be happening because they are weakened by drought and wildfire.
But eventually, old trees must die, right?
Yes, but giant sequoias today are dying at a faster rate, and they are becoming shorter.
That sounds bad. Let's hear more after the break. Welcome back to our discussion about dying trees. So, Asha, is the problem only with giant sequoias?
No, they are just one example from California. We reviewed 160 previous scientific studies and data, including some satellite photographs of different places.
What did you find out?
Our ongoing research tells us that between 1900 and 2015, the world lost one-third of its old forests. Also, we know death rates have doubled in the last 4 decades.
Are there other examples?
Although few are familiar with the issues in Mongolia, we all know about the bushfires in Australia in 2019. And most of us are aware of the problems in the Amazon.
What is happening in the Amazon?
Dry seasons now last longer and come more often, and rainfall has dropped by as much as a quarter. This is changing the forest. Trees that can grow fast are becoming more common.
Thank you, Asha.
You now have the rest of the time to finish answering the questions.